Music may be the centerpiece of a nationwide event that's coming to New West, but there are plenty of other offerings at the upcoming Play the Parks event series. New Westminster is one of 13 Canadian cities selected to host 4 Play the Parks events in September. Play the Parks is a free, musically and culturally diverse concert series that will spotlight more than 100 diverse artists from Black, Indigenous, Chinese, South Asian and 2S LGBTQ+ communities. There's been so many great events this summer, said Lisa Kemp, the city's program coordinator of special events. It's nice to have something to do in September when the weather's still, hopefully, really nice. In addition to a musical performance, a variety of family-friendly activities will be taking place at each event, including Jedi training, dancing with Elsa and superhero training with Spider-Man. A food truck has also been invited to attend the events, which are taking place on 4 Fridays in September. Play the Parks is presented in partnership by the City of New Westminster, the TD Music Connected series, and is curated by Canada's Music Incubator. Canada's Music Incubator is a not-for-profit organization that helps emerging artists and bands of all genres develop their businesses, push their craft and expand their networks. At TD, we believe music plays an important role in fostering a sense of belonging and helping to unite diverse communities, said Michael Armstrong, Vice President of Brand and Corporate Sponsorships at the TD Bank Group. Play the Parks is an opportunity to help bring Canadians together to experience art, culture and nature, while helping to celebrate the summer and sustain a sense of pride and connection. In addition to New Westminster, concerts are taking place in dozens of parks between August 15 and September 30 in Victoria and Surrey, BC, Edmonton and Calgary, Alberta, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Toronto, London, Brantford, Barrie and Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Sydney, Nova Scotia, and St. John's, Newfoundland. Play in the Parks was launched in Toronto in 2012. This is the first year that artists and fans will be gathering in person to experience Play the Parks in other Canadian cities. We are very excited to have been selected amongst so many larger cities from across Canada, Kemp said. Kemp said she's been in conversations with Canada's Music Incubator for some time, but plans for Play the Parks kept getting derailed by COVID-19. She said the city's role is to enhance the musical offerings by providing other activities at the events. They select the performers, they have a stage manager that's there, and they are coordinating the larger program. So they're all about the music and we're all about the space, city services, like access to the park and power and all that, and then enhancing the experience. Everything at Play the Parks is free, except the food. In keeping with the Canadian Music Incubator them, the city has aimed for diversity with the food choices being offered at the events. Play the Parks is envisioned as an event where folks may bring a blanket or chair and enjoy a picnic dinner or food truck fare, and take in some fun activities before enjoying the performances that will begin at 7 p.m. Attendees are welcome to bring alcoholic beverages to 3 of the neighborhood events. Alcohol isn't permitted at the event in Moody Park, as that one is being offered in partnership with the New West Youth Center. We thought that was kind of unique too, Kemp said. There's been so many community events, but they're usually like more beer gardens, whereas this would be like a bring your own. There won't be alcohol sales. Kemp said the event is a great way of supporting local musicians and local parks. There's something for everyone. We're really trying to have activities that are for the little ones, like Elsa, but then also like the caricature artists that like age would be interested in. So there's something for everyone, Kemp said. You can bring a picnic, or you can support the food truck. It's very open, you can choose what you like. What's happening at Play the Parks? Friday, September 2, 6 to 8 p.m. at Westminster Pier Park. Activities will include a chance to sing and dance with Elsa, face painting, balloon twisting and lawn games. A caricature artist will also attend tonight's event. Vietnamese banh mi will be available at the Camion Cafe food truck. At 7 p.m., the Will Clements Jazz Trio will perform. Friday, September 9, 6 to 8 p.m. in Upper Hume Park activities include superhero training with Spider-Man, and police car and fire truck tours. Mexican food will be available from the Dos Amigos food truck. A concert featuring Parlor Panther begins at 7 p.m. Friday, September 16, 6 to 8 p.m. at Westminster Pier Park activities include Jedi training with Rey Skywalker, face painting, balloon twisting and lawn games. A caricature artist will also attend tonight's event. Mexican and Greek food fair will be available from the Meat to Eat food truck. Hyenas will perform at 7 p.m. Friday, September 23, 6 to 8 p.m. at Moody Park. Activities include a professional yo-yo champion and photo booth. Jamaican food will be available at the Jerk Shack food truck. At 7 p.m. Incendiary Suite will perform. Follow Teresa McManus on Twitter @TeresaMcManus, email tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.